One great thing about South by Southwest is they record a lot of what happens. And for those of us who can't go, see you online. South by Southwest started as a little music festival in 1987. It's grown 1,000 times since then, adding film, comedy, interactive media, and gaming to become what some consider America's premier marketplace for ideas. Let's just talk about the music.
Imagine this, 2,000 bands, 100 clubs, 5 nights. It's very competitive.
Phil Tripp is South by Southwest's Senior Marketing Development Manager for Australia, New Zealand, and Hawaii. He says you only have 1 hour to set up, play, and dismantle before the next act. It's no cakewalk.
They think they don't have to apply, that we're just going to pick them, and then we'll transport them over there, which we don't. They pay their own airfare. We'll put them in a hotel, which we don't, because they have to cover that, and that we'll pay them money. They get $150 or they get tickets to the whole South by Southwest.
Let's see. Those South by Southwest tickets started at $825 this year. They'll be up to $1,650 for walk-ups. Lodging is tight and pricey for the 10-day festival.
It is. It's a budgeting issue for the artist or presenters often, especially to get there from Hawaii.
Elizabeth Kiskowski has been to South by several times. She's the arts and entertainment editor at the Honolulu Star-Advertiser.
But I think Taimani going this year is an example of someone who is doing it right.
Kiskowski notes that musician Taimane's highly visual show and her manager's advance work setting up showcases have positioned her to make the most of this discriminating audience.
It's great because I can fully be an artist in South by Southwest. You know what I mean? I can dress how I want. I can fully express my art because that's what they're looking for.
Taimane is rolling with a quartet. Of course, ukulele, percussion, guitar, and violin.
I'm an Aquarius, so I'm a little weird and a little eccentric, but I'm so happy there's a place for me to express that.
You know, it's all related, tech and entertainment and politics, and you start to get a feel for how that works.
UH Manoa, the Omidyar Group, BYU, and Kamehameha Schools have gone in the past. Senator Mazie Hirono is a scheduled speaker at South by this year.
Forging relationships. That is what is happening at South by. People are looking for and forging relationships.
Find an extended interview with Taimane and Phil Tripp's pro tips for South by Southwest presenters at hawaiipublicradio.org. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.